Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
President Ramaphosa says the country's new 10-party government of national unity is forging closer ties with business communities with positive spin-offs for the country at large. Ramaphosa was speaking at the AGM of business lobby group Business Unity South Africa. The deepening of the relationship between government and business is essential to the growth of our economy, he said, noting that the new administration is working well and has been able to achieve broad consensus on the most pressing issues facing the country. According to Ramaphosa, quoted by Bloomberg, these include energy constraints, logistics snarl-ups, and high levels of crime and corruption. On the subject of corruption, the presidency has confirmed that Ramaphosa has asked Justice Minister Thembi Simelane for a full briefing over allegations that she received a 500,000 rand loan to open a coffee shop from a company involved in illicit transactions with VBS Mutual Bank. Simelane has responded to the allegations by saying that the loan was repaid but has not provided evidence to back this claim. She also ducked questions about the issue yesterday in Parliament. Mercedes-Benz South Africa is to get a new co-CEO. He is Claudius Steinhoff, currently CEO and President of Mercedes-Benz Singapore. Current co-CEO Mark Rain moves to Germany to take another position in the group. A company statement says Steinhoff has achieved remarkable results in Singapore, with Mercedes becoming the top-selling brand in 2023. Locally, the company's been under pressure for some while. On the markets, the focus has been on giant US chipmaker Nvidia, the world's second biggest company. Nvidia's revenue more than doubled in the last quarter, but that was not enough to satisfy investors' highest expectations. At the Bell in New York, Nvidia was down 7%. The Dow was down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 0.6%, the Nasdaq down 1.1%. Closer to home, the JSE All Share down 0.6% at the Bell last evening, the Top 40 down 0.7%, London's FTSE ended flat. Tokyo and Sydney this morning both down 0.4%, Hong Kong down 0.6%. The US dollar has picked up a tad, 1.11 to the euro, the rand 17.82 to the dollar, 19.84 to the euro, 23.53 to sterling. Gold at 2,514, platinum 938, Bitcoin just over 59,100, and Brent crude oil just under $79 a barrel. And finally, South African Johan Rupert has overtaken Nigerian industrialist Aliko Dangote as the continent's richest man. Latest data from the Bloomberg Billionaires Index says Rupert's net worth has surged by $1.9 billion to $14.3 billion, placing him at 147th position globally, 12 places ahead of Dangote.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.